Tom and I appreciate all of our loyal listeners. You join us week in and week out, and we got another jam-packed show for you here today. Coming up in just a little while, we're going to tell you how Tom can help you find that balance between protection and growth when it comes to your nest egg. Plus, what exactly is over-acceleration in the market, and how could it impact someone nearing retirement? Plus, later on, we'll tell you how to stay on track and on time with your RMDs. We'll get to that much, much more, but first things first, we do say hello to the star of the show, the man of the hour, and my buddy, Mr. Tom Fortino. And Tom, it is always great to be with you. How are you today, sir?
Back at you. It's great to be with you, too. I'm ready to go. I'm feeling good, you know, and it's actually, we broke 40 degrees here, so... How could you not be happy?
Break out the t-shirt and shorts, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yes. That's a big change. So anyway, there's reasons. You got to always be happy. You got to find something to be happy about. And so today we're going to give a lot of reasons to be happier. You know, that's what it's about.
That's what we're here for every single week on the Alpha Wealth Hour. And of course, folks, keep this number handy. It's 630-864-6711. AlphaWealthGroup.com. That's AlphaWealthGroup.com. So, Tom, let's dive right into it because we do have a lot to cover. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to throw this out there for you. Saw a recent survey from the Global Atlantic Financial Group, and it spoke with folks between the ages of 55 and 75. And it had some really interesting findings. Came up with over half, it's about 60%, would rather protect their existing savings than seek growth when it comes to their wealth. So, Tom, mm-hmm. let me ask you, for folks listening today, how do you sort of help them find that balance between protecting what they've saved all these years for, but also not missing out on those growth opportunities moving forward?
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe that number should even be a little higher, because when we go into retirement, you know, here's the heart of the issue. Retirees, you know, you're not playing the same financial game, right? Mm. When you no longer have a paycheck, and I like to call that your built-in safety net, the rules shift. And so protecting savings becomes more important than chasing those growth. I mean, in most cases, I'm not saying you abandon growth. Please don't get me wrong. But we just have to understand why protection becomes maybe more of an issue than growth in retirement. Number one, you're withdrawing money. You're not adding to it. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to, I'm going to get to a second what my point is here is about what this discussion really is about. But when you think about it, during your working years, you know, the market dips may be a little troublesome, but you know, you're always adding to that pot. You're doing what we call that dollar cost averaging. In fact, sometimes you may be adding when the market is down in retirement. Well, you're selling the funds to fund your lifestyle. You also have a shorter time horizon. The runway is a little shorter. So when we have to try to recover sometimes from these market downturns, and of course, your lifestyle depends on the stability. And really what it comes down to, I'm an investment advisor rep, so I want to be clear about that. We do portfolio management. And I think it's important that you have a smart strategic investment plan. But you also have that has to be coupled with an income plan, because I think to a certain extent that gives you this permission slip to have more of that growth. And so let's just have a discussion about, and you've heard me talk about it before, Kevin, assets versus income. Mm-hmm. We talk about this pot of money. So if we can do things to create the income we need, maybe again, that gives us a little bit of more permission to have more growth in our investments. And also from an emotional standpoint, allow us to stay and stick with our plans. The goal here is, how do we replace that paycheck? And that provides some, of course, it provides protection. We have a paycheck coming in every week. And we've talked about this, and I'll make this offer before we get into this detail, because for those of you that want the information, you know, we create these tools for you. I guess it's the DIY tools, like you do for a home improvement, whatever. Right. Well, this is the DIY income planning packet. I've offered it before. We have worksheets that we can email to you or send to you. They are workable. They auto-calculate. They're set up to define income sources as well as expenses. We also provide the maximizing income and retirement report, so you can take a look at how do I create these income streams. So let's talk about those income streams. And there's other reports in there, by the way, your Social Security decision, which we're going to talk about. If you want that, we'll get that out to you, 630-864-6711 for that complete, what I like to call complete, income planning packet. It will include the worksheets, and then it will include the steps to get an income plan in place. And I think it's going to provide a lot of clarity. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and download that income planning packet as well. And as I've said before, Kevin, among the five pieces or pillars of your plan, I guess we have to put income in that first slot, right?
Right.
Because if we can solve the paychecks and the income and the lifetime stability of an income and a paycheck. I mean, it's almost like you get to breathe a sigh of relief, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I got the money coming in. Now I can look at these other things, which, by the way, we'll talk about today, minimizing taxes, getting more of the income tax free, protecting the assets, and so on. So we'll get into a lot of this. But one of the things I just want to say as far as creating income, that's why I say, and that's what this these worksheets, it's almost like a fill in the blank. So the first part is, okay, I need to define my goal. That's the biggest part here. Mm-hmm. What do you, if you don't define a goal, you know, the numbers are in front of you. If you think about it, if you're working, you know, take a look at your income. If I'm making $100,000 or let's say I'm making $150,000 a year, well, I'm living on it. And then, okay, maybe there's $30,000 I deduct because I'm putting that in my 401k. So really, I'm bringing home $120,000. And then, of course, taxes and so on. So you're not going to get to the penny, and I'm not suggesting you do. But, again, the numbers are there for you to at least start the process. And then you can start filling in the blanks, as I said. Okay, I need to get to 120. Well, what do I have coming in? And so we say Social Security. I've said it before. Go to SSA.gov. I just had a meeting with these clients. We're going to test their plan, which I'll make that offer in a second. I give you a checklist. This is what I need from you. Give me your Social Security benefits. Between the two of them, they were surprised. They had over $70,000 of Social Security coming in.
Wow.
That's a pretty big important thing, wouldn't you say, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
And so, you know, so now we're starting to find this. Separate from the investments, which we're going to talk about today, then he had a pension. Some of us don't have a pension, but he's going to have a pension of about $24,000 a year. All of a sudden, before we even start the conversation of creating a complete retirement plan, we're starting with a $90,000, over $90,000 of income. That's pretty good. You know, it's a pretty good start.
Right.
And then we can talk about adding other pieces onto that. We've talked about, you know, the other sense of using, you're creating your own pension for those of you who don't have it. That's the annuities. And so we can look at that where they give you a guaranteed lifetime income. In fact, they can give you a joint lifetime income to the extent you don't go through it, unlike pension. So they have a pension piece to it, but they also, you know, to the extent you don't go through them, will go to your spouse and your, as I said, joint lifetime income, but they also, to the extent you don't go through those monies, it goes to your children and grandchildren. So should we incorporate some of those ideas? In fact, in that income planning packet, we offer in there not only the Social Security claiming strategies and the Social Security decision, the truth about annuities, all of these pieces are in there for you to start to really dig in and create an income plan. And so I just want people to be aware that, in, you know, everybody's situation is unique. And so that's why, and I'm talking about these ideas and these concepts of creating an income plan. For those of you, again, that want to, I would just make this offer. If you're thinking, look, if you're in retirement, you're 5 to 10 years from retirement, you know, and you want a clear understanding of how do I replace my paychecks? How do I create income I can't outlive for myself and if I'm married for my spouse? Well, you know, give us a call. We'll sit down and we'll go through this. It's an entire process, just like I was mentioning with these individuals I'm working with now, testing their plan, showing with where they stand. Think about the relief and the stress level of knowing and feeling good about, hey, I'm in a position to retire. So that's what we want to do. Give us a call. Again, if you want to schedule time for us to do that, 630-864-6711. This is a complete retirement plan and replace your paycheck review. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to download that information today.
630-864-6711. Hope you're staying warm. And as Tom joked earlier, temperatures are starting to tick up just a little bit. And I guess something, Tom, that will warm all of us up is knowing the boys of summer, spring training is underway.
Yeah,
can you believe
how
fast
baseball.
That came around quick, didn't
baseball.
It?
Hey, that's okay.
And hey, I know folks.
Move on. Football's over, so yeah. It's time to pivot to another sport.
Well, Tom, let's get back into it, man, because I know RMDs are something we talk a lot about on this show, mostly for folks trying to wrap up those loose ends in October, November, and December. But for those listening who may be turning 73 this year, if you are sitting on traditional 401ks and IRAs, the government says you must start taking your RMDs so Uncle Sam can get his tax money. But Tom, Vanguard says 7% of those required to take an RMD actually failed to do so in 2024, and another 24% took a withdrawal that was too low to meet the requirement. So, Tom, let's talk about some of the dangers our listeners can get in if they do make some mistakes, and more importantly, how you can keep them on track with their RMDs.
Well, you know, the RMDs, there's a penalty there. Unfortunately, you know, it's one of, that's why it's required minimum distributions. That's why we call it RMDs. So there's a requirement. If you don't take the right amount out, it's a 25% penalty. So one of the things I do with clients is we just either set it up for systematic or we try to set it up for one-time annual. That's what we do here, okay, to make sure. Now, the biggest takeaway, though, I would just say about required minimum distributions, you know, you can do those things. As I said, set up an annual payout. It just happens every November if that's what you want to do. I think it's better to do it systematically, you know, over the 12-month period, kind of the same thing as dollar-cost averaging in, your dollar-cost averaging out. But, and it's more of a paycheck for you. But the other thing I would just say, one of the takeaways from this really is, you get to this point, this is one of those, you know, we've heard the term used in this industry. I don't know if it's overused, but it's a good term. It's called a tax time bomb. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I just had a meeting the other day. We were looking at a client's account. His required distribution, you know, could be as much as $80,000 a year. Now, he doesn't really need that, but that's what it's going to be, you know. So we talked about what can we do to minimize some of the taxes. You know, keep in mind, when you take money out of these accounts, every penny is taxable, whatever the tax rate is. It also can make more of your Medicare premiums taxable. And then also it's used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. And to the extent you don't go through that money, your children are going to inherit and they're going to pay tax on it, maybe at their highest tax brackets. And oh yeah, by the way, there's one more thing. It's called the widow's penalty. I talk about these five or six threats to large IRAs. The good news is you have a large IRA or 401k. The bad news is you got a partner. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's called the IRS. So if you look at that, you know, if I said, look at your retirement account and subtract 20 or 30%, how would you feel? You know, probably not too good. And so this is why I say there's things that we want to take a look at. As I said, if you're married and you pass away, okay, the spouse, required minimum distributions don't go down. They're the same. Okay. So that means you may be paying not 12%, you may be 24%. And what if tax rates go up in the future? So we have to really look at some of these things. I'll make a couple quick comments here of why we really, you know, I had this discussion the other day. Someone said, I'm 67. I think I mentioned this the other day, or he sent me an email, I should say. He said, I'm 67. I plan on retiring. My current planner and tax account are not working for me. Mm. When I ask questions, they refer me back to each other.
Jeez.
And so, you know, that happens, and it's, you know, some people just don't do this. It's not to be disparaging. We make this integral. As I mentioned before, I'm an investment advisor rep. I'm also insurance licensed. We do estate planning and we do investment. I talked about income planning before. We talk about creating a complete plan, you know, and we also help with tax planning. So I had this conversation the other day. I'm going to make an offer here in a second on some of our information I can get out to you. But he was talking about doing a conversion. And I said, okay, let's talk about this. He said, well, I think I have to pay 22%. Right. And so I said, okay, yes, you do. But there's more to the picture here. Number one, if you take money and you convert it at 22%, and some of you may be surprised, you may have been at 12%. Tax rates, I know, I hope you're sitting down, they're at the lowest they've been in 40 years. So maybe there's an opportunity to do this, especially if they go up in the future. So I said, it's not just that they're paying 22%. Keep in mind, once you convert that, it will now grow tax-free the rest of your life. It will be tax-free to your spouse, and it will be tax-free to your children. In addition to that, what does it do? It reduces your RMDs because you're bringing down the IRA. You create more tax control, and you have more money in tax-free. Mm-hmm. So, and as I said, it doesn't impact. It will never go on your 1040. Now, I'll make another quick comment, and then I'm going to offer this this information. Roth conversions are one option to minimize those required minimum distributions. The other, of course, is contributing to something that doesn't have a required minimum distribution, Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks. Roth IRAs, and I'm going to say this again, you're probably saying, Tom, I keep hearing it. But my next question is, have you acted on it? Okay, you're hearing me. Are you doing it, right? And I've had multiple people this year come in and I said, did you make a contribution to your Roth last year? And they said, no. And they're working with some people. You know, to me, it's troublesome that this advice is not being given to them. But, you know, so I've, again, multiple times, you have until April 15th to make a Roth IRA contribution for 2025, and you can do 2026. And the Roth contributions have gone up to $8,600 per person if you're 50 or over. So you can do $8,600 for 2026, $8,000 for last year. That's $16,600. You can get into an account that grows tax-free forever. There are no required minimum distributions. Here we go. There's no widow's penalty. is no penalty to the children. They get it tax-free. How many of us are doing this? And if you're married, your spouse can do it too. Now you have over $33,000 that meet all that. And guess what? You can do it next year. You can do it next year as long as you've earned income. And so these are just some of the ideas. And if you're not getting these ideas, we have all these reports. I always refer back to our web, not always, but I do refer back to our website times. We have a tax-free report. We have controlling your taxes. We have the tax reference guide on there. If you want to get it, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and download it, alphawealthgroup.com. We make these reports available to you so you can start looking at some of these ideas. Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, Roth conversions. We're going to talk about Trump taxable accounts here in a minute, as well as some other ideas. HSAs are tax-free, even 529s if you're talking about children. Again, we'll get back to that later in the show, but what are we doing here? And then I haven't even gotten into tax efficiency. You're getting 1099s. You're probably creating income in taxes. You don't use the money, but you still made tax on it. Let's try to create more tax efficiency. What do you own in your Roth versus your after-tax versus your tax-deferred? Again, if you want to get the information, you go to our website, download it, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up for our classes. We have retirement classes every month. You can get on our newsletter. All of this is free. In fact, I'll give you one other opportunity if you want to take advantage of this on our website, or if you want to call us at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can schedule a time to come in. I will tell you this. It's time well spent. I'm pretty confident in that. I'm also confident in saying if you come in, you will walk out of here with ideas that will make a difference down the road, actually now and down the road in your retirement planning. I am confident in that statement. I'll back that up. We'll test your plan. We'll look at your investments. We'll take a look at your overall retirement goals and talk about getting to tax-free, at least ideas. You may not get there, but why don't we try to get down that path to get there? So we're not going to try to sell you anything. Again, it's a very simple thing. And as I said, let's not procrastinate, I guess, because these are things that can make a difference. So give us a call. Pick up the phone. Give our team a call. You'll meet with me personally, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And we'll just chat. We'll just have a good conversation. But then if you want, we'll actually run the analysis for you, test your plan. You can also go to our website. I'll make it easier. Go to our website. There's a button there. You select the button, your retirement roadmap. You select that button, you can get on my calendar. Again, the retirement roadmap on our website, and we'll get you going. That's it. Let's do it. Let's start taking action.
Again, it's 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, something I know that's been in the news quite a bit here are the new Trump accounts, for lack of a better term. American children under the age of 18 with a Social Security number eligible for a Trump account. And then for those born between January 1st of 2025 and December 31st of 2028, the government's going to throw $1,000 in there as a seed money contribution. So let's talk about what that means, again, for folks listening that may have kids or even grandkids. They want to start getting, maybe ahead of time, and really what that could mean for those minors, those kids, 20, 30, 40 years from now down the road. This could be a really big benefit, couldn't it?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's almost an understatement, even though you really outlined it well, Kevin. Maybe I'll just let you talk about this segment, but no. No, it's a great setup as we talk about this. Look, they've gotten a lot of news, and I'm a free market guy, and I'm not a big fan of government, but this is really an opportunity. I have to say, I'm not compromising myself, but I think this is so important. And I think, it falls in from we do retirement planning. As I've said, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. We do income planning, tax planning, all of those things. I would argue this is one of those five pillars, which is your legacy plan. Mm. It's your legacy. Yeah. And so when you do these things for your children, wow. I mean, I just really, it's pretty heartwarming. Again, it's called the Trump account election form. There's a form 4547. By the way, if you're doing your taxes this year and you are in that position, if it's not you, remind your children for your grandchildren, hey, file the form 4547. It should be for this year if you are eligible, like Kevin was saying, for that $1,000 seed money. Now, in addition to that, you can do $5,000 per year. And what else is heartwarming about this, Kevin, is you're seeing a lot of these companies jump on this bandwagon. I don't know, maybe call it bandwagon because it's a good thing. And so, again, it's just terrific. I mean, you think about it. And by the way, interestingly enough, which beginning July 4th is when the money will start hitting the account if you do set it up. If your child was born last year or born this year, you know, you will start to get this money. It will grow until the year before. Well, it shouldn't grow. You can contribute until the year before they turn 18. So there was an example in here. By the way, I should give credit. I was going to talk about this, and I had one of the listeners sent me an email and say, hey, Tom, can you talk about this? I want to give him Rogers' name. I'll give him a shout out. But I was actually planning on I had this conversation prior to that. So great minds think alike, as I told him. You can open these accounts. You can put, as I said, up to 5,000 euros. So there was an example in this, in what was sent. We can talk about 529s briefly as well. They're a little different, but you can do both. And in this example, this person said, if you put 5,000 a year for 10 years, okay, at an 8% return, they'd have $72,000 after a decade.
Wow.
Okay. Maybe it doesn't sound like a ton. It's a big dollar, but let's take it even further. By the time they retired, 45 years until retirement, that $72,000 would have compounded 8% to $2.3
million. Wow.
Talk about doing something for your legacy, your children, your grandchildren. You can do it for your grandchildren, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, make these contributions. Set them up. And not only from a, you know, the mental standpoint of they are now they're invested, no pun intended or pun intended. They're invested. And now, man, I just think this is terrific. I can't say enough. If you do half that amount, let's say you do $2,500 a year. Now you're looking at over $1 million. So this is just such a great way to get started. So I did want to bring those up again, understanding how we can start to use these, because maybe there's confusion out there, but you can do up to $5,000 a year. Your contributions, maybe the employer adds contributions. You can do it until the year before they turn 17 or 18, I should say. Again, a great opportunity. Now, it isn't tax-free when you pull it out, but it can become their own retirement. Now you've started their retirement for them.
Right.
Again, I just think it's a great opportunity. You want to take a look at this. There's other opportunities, but if you want more information or you want to give us a call, you just want to sit down, how does this fall into your overall planning? You know, pick up the phone, give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. I'm happy to help you out on this. You know, it's, as I said, Kevin, I think it's part of the legacy planning piece because this is something you can do. I mean, you should also have the estate planning part in place for the rest of the assets to the extent you don't go through those. We talk about having a trust, powers of attorney, medical and financial, and having all those things. But this is part of it, and I think it can be something you can put in place today. I know it is. You know, there's other options that are available to you. I get these questions. You can use UGMA accounts. I'm not as big a fan of those, uniform gift to minors or uniform trust to minors. There's also 529s. I don't know if you've used them, but have you used them?
I've got two kids that are, yeah. The day I got the Social Security number is the day
good
we started.
For you.
Yeah.
Again, I'm very happy you're doing that. So the 529s, as you probably know, a little different since we're on this topic. And you could do both. Mm. How about that? But the 529s are for what are called qualified higher education. Now, they've actually changed with the SECURE Act, and the Trump administration has done some things where you can start using it for trade school. In addition to, now the money is tax-free too. As it grows, when they pull it out for education, it is completely tax-free, 100%. So that's something to think about. One other thing that's, I think, terrific that they've added, I think it was, again, was the SECURE 2.0 Act. You can take those, the money that hasn't been used, not only can you move it to another beneficiary if there's another child, but you can use it to fund a Roth.
Mm.
Think about that. So now they didn't use it for education. You pivot, you put it in a Roth. Now it grows tax-free for another 30 years. These are things that we can be doing in our planning that are just, first of all, they're great for your family, but I think they're also, I guess, give you a sense of pride and it's very fulfilling. How about that? That's what I would say. So
yeah, no doubt.
You know.
Let me ask you this, too. Obviously, I know politics has certainly been, a very hot-button topic over the last few years, if you will.
Sure.
But when it comes to separating the politics side of it from the planning side, to understand, okay, mm-hmm. this can be a tool that whether you like whoever's absolutely. In the White House or not, this can be a beneficial tool, especially when you give out some of those numbers long-term.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because my response to that is, who cares?
Right.
How does it impact my family and what can I do? That is irrelevant. And it really... You know, in the investing world too, I get it, but you have to be somewhat apolitical mm-hmm. when you are investing. I have clients that are on both sides of the spectrum. They're all lovely people and I don't care. You know, everybody has their opinions. That's fine. But you really have to be cautious. It's the old, I'm going to cut off my nose to spite my face.
Right.
you know, I would say disregard that. I know maybe you got to, you know, is it the old hold your nose and do what you got to do? But think about the opportunity here and let's take advantage of these things. So I just wanted to bring that up. You know, it's not in the retirement planning lane for what necessarily we do, but I think for our clients and for anybody else out there, even if you're in retirement for your children and grandchildren, it's quite a, it can be part of that legacy or estate planning piece that you put in place and they can say, yeah, I remember this is why I have this. Yeah. Think about that down the road. Grandpa or grandma put this in place for me or my parents. It's a true, again, it's a gift and we should take advantage of it. So as I said, if you want information, you want us to help you on any of these and the overall legacy we talk about it or get information off our website for that, you know, just go alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You want to schedule an appointment, you can select that retirement roadmap button. We'll get into all of these topics, things we've talked about today, from the income to the tax plan to the legacy planning and having just feeling good about your overall plan. I think that's important.
Again, it's 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711 or online at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Jonathan Goldsmith, he's now 87 years old, and for folks who missed him, yeah, the most interesting man in the world is back. But obviously, Tom, he went into retirement, he's coming out of retirement, and for someone listening today that might be thinking about maybe an encore career, what are some of the things they really need to have as top of mind before they make a leap like that?
Well, it comes back to, and by the way, he's 87, and I bet you there's people out there right now in their mind thinking of the one most interesting man line they, you know, like, I'll just give you the one when opportunity knocks and he's not there, opportunity waits, right? Anyway, we can do the whole show on this, Kevin. We're not going to do that. But anyway, the point is, you know, we talk about people coming out of retirement or working and whatever age. Look, I'm a big fan of that. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at, too, personally. And it's unique for everybody. Everybody's situation, I should say, is unique. Some people want to continue to stay active, and that's a great thing. But it's also about securing, and we talked about that in the first segment, Kevin, having a retirement plan or income plan. Well, a retirement plan, but also having the income that comes in. And we talked about certain things where you can say, hey, I can go back to work. I can work part-time. I can do what I want because I'm secure. And at 87, I will just say this, or even when you're in your 70s, decisions you make prior to that, many of them are irrevocable. So you have to be very careful. So when you get to that point, you have these options. We talked about, again, the income plan. When we talk about pensions, those are irrevocable decisions. Wouldn't it be nice, again, when you have the paychecks coming every week, the guaranteed reliable income, well, that just opens the door to all these options. Mm-hmm. One of them being, hey, if I want to work or volunteer, whatever I want to do. Another one of those, and I did want to spend a lot of time talking on it, so we'll use this as a pivot, is Social Security. Because we get a lot of questions on this, so I did want to talk about this. We didn't get to talk about it much in the first segment. Is, again, an irrevocable decision. And so we talk about these claiming strategies. I think I saw a study that was done that said 25% of the people take it right away at 62, 50% claim it soon after that, 13% wait until full retirement age, which is, for the most part, 67 right now. If you're born in 1960 or later, it's 67. Prior to that, it might be a little below 67. Only 10% wait till 70. That's the highest Social Security benefit you're going to get because it grows by 8% per year. And so I've talked about this before. When you lock into those lower benefits, I'm not sure what the most interesting man did. Maybe he's done well enough. Keep in mind, when you lock into those lower payments, now look, if you need the money, that's one thing. But we see fairly often when we look at this, you lock in, it's more often than not, people are taking it earlier, right? Mm-hmm. Think of it this way. You reduce your monthly benefit for the rest of your life. And by the way, I offered that income planning packet before. In that packet, in addition to the worksheets, it's also has one report completely on the Social Security decision process, the claiming strategies. This is something we do. You know, when we have meetings, I run a report for you. I base it on, look, I want you to see what happens if you wait till full retirement age. What happens if you wait till 67? What happens if you wait till 70? And so keep in mind, again, when you take a lower monthly payment for life, at 62, it's a 30% reduction from age 67. Mm. And that's 30% for the rest of your life. What else does that do? It's a lower lifetime earnings because there's a cost of living increase. Well, if it's last year was 2.8%. So if it's 2.8% on a lower number, again, you're getting a lower benefit. The other thing is, It can also impact the spousal. I will call it the survivor benefit, also the spousal benefit, but that higher benefit. So when you're making that decision, I call it, again, the Social Security Decision Report, which you can get on alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. One of the things that goes through these things, but one of the decisions you have to think about is when I lock into a lower benefit and it's the higher benefit, well, guess what? If I predecease my spouse, they're getting that lower benefit as a survivor benefit. The higher one stays for both your lifetimes. So you see where there's number of moving parts we have to decide in this. And I will quote Lawrence Kotlikoff. You hear me say his name fairly often. We talk about Social Security. He's written what I think is the definitive book. It's called Get What's Yours. Get What's Yours. That's a Social Security decision. What his quote was, the risk isn't dying. The risk is living.
Right.
And so, you know, we talked about market risk. We've talked about things. Longevity risk is one of those too. So we really have to be conscious of what we're doing with these Social Security decisions. You can split the difference. You can have one spouse start it and another spouse wait. I had someone in here the other day. We talked about it. The spousal benefit, they turned on their benefit. There was a retirement benefit based on their working days. Now, you can't take the spousal benefit. It was roughly 50% of your spouse's. You know, you can take the higher one. Well, once the spouse turns on their benefit, the husband in this example, it can be the other way around. Once they turn on their benefit, guess what? They get to switch to the spousal benefit, get a higher benefit the rest of their life. So there's things that we need to understand. It's not as simple as we think. There's thousands of rules in the Social Security handbook. You know, we get into divorce spousal benefits, widow benefit. I mean, it goes down the line of things. So we need to understand how these work. Now, I've talked about how all these things work together. Now, creating income you can't outlive. But what if you could get most of your Social Security tax-free? I talked about Roth earlier. Well, if you have Roth and most of your money's in Roth, you get all your Social Security tax-free if most of your money was in Roth or all of it was in Roth. I've shown that before. So this is why we need to understand this, and we call it complete retirement planning. Look, if you want to get, I've offered the information. It's available on our website. You can download the reports. There's no cost to doing that. You can sit down, mark them up if you have questions, but they're there for you so you can look through the information. But for those of you that really want to take a look in a deeper dive, we've offered this, but I'll offer it again because these are all parts of it. We talked about doing the portfolio analysis so you know what you own. We talked about doing the income, creating the income plan. This is part of it. We'll do the Social Security analysis. We'll test your plan. If you want to come in and do that, it's going to be a complete review. And again, it's we're very informal here. You'll know where you stand. You may even be able to retire earlier than you thought. But it's all based on, it's an honest evaluation and assessment. It's not opinion based. And you'll come away, as I like to say, with at least a few ideas that are going to make a difference in your planning. Moreover, you're going to have a complete retirement plan, and we'll probably uncover some ideas and some things you were totally unaware of. 630-864-6711, or if you want to get on my calendar, you can go directly to the website, select that retirement roadmap button. You can get on my calendar, and we'll dive into some of these things. It will be a good experience, time well spent, and I think it will be enjoyable. You walk out of here saying, yeah, Tom, he's okay. So give us a call.
All you need to do is get on Tom's calendar now, 630-864-6711 or alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, this hour has zipped right on by like it tends to do every single week. Yeah. And before we run out of time, my friend, the floor is once again all yours for the final word.
Well, Kevin, let me see. We've covered income plan. We've covered tax strategies. We've even talked about the Trump accounts. Covered a lot of topics today, and that's our goal every week, to cover a number of different topics. You know, give you ideas. We say actionable items quite often, and that's really what it's about.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.